Okay, take two, Crazy Ass Chicken Ladies, episode 3. Here we are. It is almost April. It's been a while since we've been able to get together. Somebody decided to have a baby.
Yeah, like spur of the moment.
Through adoption. So, but we're back, and we got 4-H tonight, so this is going to be a quick one. My daughter's throwing a fit because she wants to be on it too. But
she wants to be on the broadcast.
She wants to be on the broadcast, yes.
It's exciting.
So we decided it's springtime, man, and all the local suppliers are loaded up with baby chicks. So, Kelly, what breeds are you looking at?
Well, Beth, you know, I like to walk through Rural King and look at the mountains of baby chicks in there.
Gosh.
Some living, some not so much.
Yeah.
And I decided I would not be buying any because I'm going to hatch some out.
Ah.
That's where I'm at. So I'm hatching some of my chicken's eggs, the Cochins, large fowl. And I got some Isabel Brahma eggs from a lady there in Powell County, Kentucky.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo, shout out.
Yeah, big shout out.
So that's where we're at. So, what about you?
I have ordered, this is from Southern States, because we get all of our feed there, and it's right next door to my husband's work, so it makes it pretty convenient.
That's pretty great.
3 black copper marrons, because I want the dark chocolate brown eggs, and then 3 cream leg bars, because they lay the blue eggs. And I get blue eggs from the Americanas, but I really want to see the difference in the blue eggs. So, cream leg bar.
You're like an egg fiend.
I'm an egg fiend. I am.
All my eggs are just plain.
Yeah.
They're just brown.
Yeah. But, like, even with our Cochins, there's a little variation in the brown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have the olive eggers. We have, or they're Easter eggers, but they're laying the olive green eggs. So we've got green, blue, and variations of light brown. So Lacey really wants the pink eggs, but
who doesn't? Who doesn't want the pink eggs?
I know, right? I think some of those breeds are like bantam or small breeds. So I don't think that's going to work well because we got big ass chickens out here.
I thought those leg bars had some pink ones sometimes.
Like the Barred Rock?
I don't remember which it was, but because I covet the pink eggs, yeah. But, you know.
She has it on her list tonight. That's her presentation is the colored eggs, so cool. We'll find out. I know Silkies do, but they're tiny and they're a lot of work.
You can get some big fatties.
Of Silkies?
Yeah.
Really?
Get some fatties, girl.
Okay.
We used to have a big white one.
Yeah.
We thought it was a girl for a long time, but
then
he was huge.
Yeah.
He was like as big as one of these Cochins out here.
Wow.
Yeah. And his name was Cocaine Cowboy. Yeah. But he ended up being quite the gangster and trying to whoop everybody, so he had to go for a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens with them roosters.
Right.
Yeah. I'm grabbing myself food. Okay. All right. She's grabbing herself food. Yeah. Okay. Self-sufficient at the age of 10. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
I was interested in, and I think these lay pink eggs, the Salmon Fabrales, I'm not sure he's saying
that. I got on Google just to see how to say that.
How do you say it?
And the lady on Google, now I don't know if she knows, but she calls them Fabrales.
Fabrales.
Fabrales. Now, I don't know if that's true.
Is that what that lady at the Ohio National Poultry Show told us?
Yeah.
Fabrales.
Fabrales.
I think they lay pink eggs, and they're on that list. And Southern States had some, but I missed those.
Man, I knew this girl in Irvine who just got rid of a beautiful breeding pair.
Oh, man.
I almost bought them.
Yeah, no more roosters. We just had to get rid of a rooster, and it was very traumatic. So, no more roosters. Yeah. Unless we hatch some, of course, which could happen. Because if our chickens go broody, I'm like you, we're gonna let them go and just see what we get.
I wish I would start that right now.
Yeah. I know. Well, we keep thinking, one of our lavender Cochins, she keeps thinking she wants to, and then she changes her mind. So, I'd say in the next couple weeks, she's going to be broody.
Is that one of the Rural King girls? Not the Rural King girls, but
from you.
Yeah, the
Stormy and Sapphire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their sister acts like that too.
Yeah.
I think she's going to.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. So I say in the next 2 weeks they'll probably be.
Do you think they just know when to do it because of the weather? I mean, do you think they just know, well, we're going to have another cold snap here in 2 weeks, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because the last time she went broody was November. And, of course, we lost 3 to raccoons. But the one that survived was Oreo, the rooster that we had to give away. But I don't know. I don't know what really sparks them. I mean, I was thinking that yesterday.
I was like, what is the deal?
Can't be activity because my boys have been wearing them girls out. Like, one of my girls has a bald spot.
Yeah.
Dang.
I got one too. That little white hand. I love it. Well, we got 3 roosters out there. All right.
Yeah.
Big Papa, he's not doing much.
Yeah.
But he walks around and he coaches everybody on. If he sees a couple of them doing it, he walks over and is like, burp, 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 and that's it. I don't know what the deal is with him.
He's retired.
Yeah.
He's retired.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Sonny is, I mean, he is full on, full of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's full of it. So
he's full on freak daddy right now.
Yeah, so is Onyx. Mm-hmm. So is Onyx. Onyx, the one that's worn a bear spot on Mabel.
I'm going to get those, what do they call little aprons or something?
Saddles.
Little saddles. I have to get some of those. They're so cute.
I know. I'm going to have two for the Americana girls. So
I wonder if they'll have some at the chicken swap.
I don't know. I would like to get 2 more Americana Pulitzer hens that are big enough to handle it, just so that he would have a little bit more variety to give the girls in there a break, because he's only got 4.
When is it, April 8th?
Yes. Yeah. Lawrenceburg Chicken Swap.
For all you thousands of people that are listening to us, get down to the Chicken Swap in Lawrenceburg first weekend in April, because it is a good time for the whole family.
It is. It is. It's a lot of family fun. So I'll definitely be looking forward.
Get your chicks, get your goats, whatever. Yeah. You never know what's going to be there.
Products. They got all kinds of stuff you can buy and crafts. And so.
Food trucks.
Heck yeah.
Bring kids.
Yes. And then the first, one of the first poultry shows of the year, the Green River Poultry Show, is April 20th. So we're going to go to that. We're going to enter a couple of our hens if they have feathers left after after these boys have their way. So that one is coming up. I'm still waiting for the county fairs to post. I haven't seen that, but I'll keep an eye out. But the fall show for Green River is in September, and then they're having the Appalachian Classic this year in November, and then of course they'll have the Ohio National.
Now, where is that, Moorhead?
Moorhead. Yes. Cool. And I'll get the dates for that. I've got it.
The Bluegrass Fair is going to have
a show. The Bluegrass Fair is having a show this year in Lexington. So that one will be a big deal. It's their first one.
Yeah.
Or at least, I don't know if ever, but their first one in years.
Another show you don't want to miss.
Yes.
Bluegrass Fair Chicken Show.
Yes. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, I don't know. Anything else about breeds you can think of?
Not really. I mean, I don't know.
I'm excited to see your light Brahmas. I'm excited to see what they look like.
Yeah. Well, I am too.
Yeah.
See, she only gave me 6 eggs. Okay. I bought a dozen, but she gave me 6 because she only got that one hen.
Yeah.
So she waited to get 6 eggs, and then I picked them up. So then I'm going to have like 2 little batches of them.
Yeah.
But I've got so many eggs in the incubator right now that I don't know who's doing what, when, what's going to happen. They just start popping off. We'll know what's going on.
But surprises are fun. Did your one hatch?
Yeah. There's a picture. My husband put a picture of him on Facebook.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at it.
His name is Hervé.
You think it's a boy?
That's what Kevin named him, without my knowledge. There's a picture of him, and he's in his little brooder box with a little teddy bear because he doesn't have any brothers or sisters yet.
Oh, so, bless his heart.
And he's looking like this, like, oh, my life is so bad. So, Kevin took the farm.
Maybe you need to get a couple from Rural King or something to give him some playmates his age.
Well, no, because they want me to buy 6. No, chicken mama. Beth is like, there's some chickens over there. Let's go see if we can get 2 or 3, and they'll come home with 20.
Yes, I know. I know. It's like, my sisters were like, why are you getting more chickens? Why? And my husband does a full-on demonstration of tourniqueting his arm, slapping up the vein, injection. He goes, only it's chickens, not heroin.
Oh, poor Steve.
And I'm like, it is. It's an addiction. It is very true. Chicken math is a thing, and I just can't help it. So,
I just look at mine, and, you know, I've got all my babies into the big coop now. Yeah. They're all huge. Everybody's like big and fat.
Yeah.
And so there's too many of them in there. And they're all just like sleeping on top of each other. And I'm just like, get used to it, kids. Yeah. We're getting some more.
Well, the Rural Kings that I got last fall, all six of them, they have a big, nice nesting box coop, and they all sleep together in a pile at one end. They don't spread out at all.
That's sweet, though.
I know. They just stick together, and it's so funny. And the other day, one of them had gone to lay an egg, and they won't lay eggs in there. They lay eggs in the cochin nesting box. I guess because the door stays open. We haven't cut a smaller door yet. And Fauna had gone up in there to lay an egg, and Flora, those two are sisters, Easter eggers, she looked herself sick until that other chicken came out of the nesting box. She's like, oh, there you are. I have been looking everywhere for you.
They're so fun.
They are. I mean, they really are. And I've got, I had two cinnamon queens out of that bunch, three Easter eggers, and then a Rhode Island red. But one of my Easter eggers looks a lot like the two cinnamon queens, only she doesn't have a rose comb. She has a single comb. But they say cinnamon queens can have either. So I think that one may have been mislabeled. I think I have three cinnamon queens.
You know, I wish that this had pictures with it so that you could show them a picture of the coop that you guys made, the little sleeping box.
Oh, my gosh. That is it. Tour de Coop is on what day?
I don't know. What's the 18th?
It's in May, right?
I can't remember.
Tour de Coop is coming in Lexington, and we submitted to be on it so that we could share our coop that Steve made, because he worked really hard on that.
Yeah, so chicken lovers in the Lexington area, be sure you get in on that.
Yeah, look up cool Tour de Coop in Lexington, and I'm looking it up. I'm going to see if I can find the date. Tour de Coop, Lexington, Kentucky. It's got to be in here. Let's see. Here we go. That was 2023, 2024. Let's see. Tour de Coop, May 28th.
May 28th.
Sunday, May 28th. No. That's not right. That was 2023. Shoot. So it's in May. I know it's in May. We'll get you the date on the next podcast for sure. So.
Well, you know, also you can join the Clucky newsletter.
Yes.
And that tells you about everything going on in Fayette County with chickens.
Yes.
And you can be part of the group.
Is it by email?
I mean, yeah, it's by email, and you can have, they have meetups, like at different breweries and stuff, if you're into chickens and drinking, which is always a good combination.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, check it out. Clucky, Cooperative Lexington Urban Chicken Keepers. What the Clucky stands for.
That's awesome.
So we've passed it, but they did just have a little get-together on March 21st at West 6th Brewing. So, you know, that's a good time for everybody.
When's the next one?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet.
Okay. I'm going to have to join that. I haven't joined that yet, but... All right, folks. So I guess we're going to wrap this one up. It's going to be quick. We're going to head to 4-H. My daughter's presenting tonight.
We're excited.
We are. She's worked very hard. Very proud of her. So make sure you support your local 4-H clubs in your county. If you don't have one, join one in the neighboring county, because it's very important for kids to have these skills and knowledge. Sustainable living, it's the way to go. So support your 4-H. And that's it.
All right,
till next time. Peace out.
Bop, bop.